Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to episode 6. If I sound a little different, it's because I finally got a microphone for my podcasting, and I'm so excited. In my last episode, I didn't really talk about anything too crazy, just the title of my podcast and how I came up with the name, as well as annoying myself for keep saying, you know. However, in all my previous podcasts, I do mention my skin a lot. So I figured I would go over my skin and my condition that I have. And it's not as severe as it used to be, but I feel like letting you guys come to that journey with me, come through it of where I was versus where I am now in terms of my skin. With that said, let's get started. So the condition that I have is called eczema. It can also be called atopic dermatitis. And depending on your body type or I guess your genetics, it really depends how severe you can get eczema. When I was younger, it was really, really bad. and then now I only have it on the upper part of my lip, like between my lip and my nose area. That's where I have it the most right now. And it's like really red and it's just uncomfortable. I don't know how to explain exactly what eczema is, except for telling you that it's super annoying, super itchy, and super red. So I'm going to read you a definition that Google has for eczema. So I guess I didn't explain it too bad, because according to Google, eczema is an itchy inflammation of the skin. Atopic dermatitis usually develops in early childhood and is more common in people who have a family history of the condition. Thanks, Dad. All jokes aside, my mom, when I was a baby, had to give me oatmeal baths and slop me up with all kinds of like lotions and creams just to keep my skin moist. As I got older, it seemed to go away not for long, honestly. It went away around grade school, and then it was started coming back around like middle school, and then at one point it was so shitty. So around middle school, around like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I want to say, it was like really crazy. I would fall asleep and like I would have my arms and legs bent because I was like comfortable sleeping in a little ball. And then I would wake up, and when I go to stretch, my skin where the elbow bends and then the back of my knee would peel open, and it would just rip open because it would be like, I guess, stuck, and like it would just open and peel open, and it was so painful. And I did start to notice that if I'm like really, really stressed, my eczema does flare up. And at one point, my mom took me to a dermatologist and they gave me this cream for it. And I believe the cream had a steroid in it, but all I know is when I ran out of that cream, my eczema came back angrier and so much worse, to the point where I didn't even want to put that cream on, because yeah, I'll put it on and then I have beautiful skin, but then when I run out, I'm gonna look like a freaking monster. Like, it was so bad, to the point where we tried researching different products. It also affected me in high school. No one ever saw me without a sweater on, and when my eczema was behaving and I actually did wear like t-shirts and no sweater, people would be like, wow, you look different today, wow, oh my god, because I was hiding my eczema that whole time. Like, it was just like so bad. Like, I was so self-conscious about it that when it got on my face, I was like a train wreck. I felt so ugly and everything, and people would come up to me like, oh my god, your face. Like, oh, what is that? Oh my god, you're so dry on your face. And that's usually where like lizard girl came from, like, ooh, I'm a lizard girl kind of thing. Like, everybody's calling me lizard girl, so I'm a lizard girl, right? But yeah, The crazy thing about my skin, though, was my grandma actually found this really good product on HSN, and it came in a bundle, and she bought it for me, and it was working really well with my eczema. And I forgot what the product name was, but after a while, it wasn't available as that bundle anymore. You had to buy it individually, each product, and it was more money that way versus in the bundle. But it's kind of like my skin was like, yeah, we're over this product, we don't want it to work anymore, and then it stopped working. So as I got older, I realized that I have to rotate between different products because my skin is temperamental, and I'll find a product and it'll work for like a month or two and then it'll just stop working for me. So I had to get like creative and just keep switching it up. I have like a top three sort of products that work for me, and I keep switching it around so my skin never gets used to it. Now, I was already introverted. Like, I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't even talk to the teacher. Like, I just felt like, I don't know you. Why should I communicate anything with you? You're there to teach me. I don't need to have a conversation with you. I just need to learn. Like, that's how I was. But my eczema, every time it would be even more crazy. Like, you know, when I would have, like, so much stress and it would flare up. I really didn't talk. I really wanted people to just not realize I was in the room. Like, I was trying to hide when I had it. It was really, really sad. Even with, like, everyday products that other girls would use, you know, like, we all used to wear that extra shiny lip gloss, and we used to have, like, you know, those little butterfly clips and stuff like that. But girls also use like body sprays to make themselves smell like extra pretty and stuff. And I could never use that unless I put it on my clothes and not on my skin. But most people put it on their skin. So I felt like excluded from that. Like, I felt like, oh, I can't smell pretty like all the other girls, because then my skin is gonna hate me for the rest of my life. So I definitely stayed away from all scented soaps, perfumes, everything. And it was just easier for me to tell people that I was allergic to it rather than explain to them that I had eczema and if I put it on, I'll break out into a rash. It just made me feel really ugly. Like, I just felt unattractive. I didn't feel like a normal person. And there's people out there that have it way worse than I ever did. And I just wished that I knew how to be happy with it at that time. But that's why when we're growing, we learn and we overcome, right? So I'm way happier now. I don't care if my eczema looks extra red one day versus another. I'm happy with myself, and I just wish I had that confidence when I was younger, because I really did feel ugly and unattractive. I felt like no one was ever gonna look at me and see me. They were just gonna look at me and see my eczema. And it was the worst when I was asleep and I would be itchy, because I would take the blanket and like scrub my skin in my sleep. So when I would wake up, it would burn like really bad. And that was not great at all. It also sucked because animals with their fur, it would make my eczema feel worse too, because it would be like tickly on my arms, and then I would just be scratching. And I think the worst part about eczema is that you can scratch until you bleed and that spot is still itchy depending on how severe you have it. And that's what would happen with me, you know, like especially when I was around animals, and it would itch so bad. I was okay with like poodles, Maltese, Yorkies, because their fur, I guess, is different. It's more similar to, I guess, hair. I don't know how that works, but yeah. Fast forward to now that my eczema is not too bad, I have my dog. My dog is, I don't know if you heard him, he was just shaking, but he's a Pomeranian Husky mix. And his fur gets everywhere, especially during shedding season. Like, this kid's fur is literally everywhere, okay? He is the most happiest dog in the world, and he's only happy when you're paying attention to him. You need to pay attention to him or he will sit on you. But if I was still in my younger days, I wouldn't have been able to have him because he would have been making me scratch to the moon and back. I am so grateful that my eczema calmed down enough so I can have this little fur ball here. He can get annoying, but I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world ever. Except maybe getting him a girlfriend so that he can not be alone. I literally can't leave him alone because he will howl because he's alone. So he's super spoiled and I love him to death. Back to my skin. Right now, what I'm using is bio oil. Before, I was using the bio oil because, like I said before, I need to switch up the products so that way my skin doesn't get used to it. I was using Arbonne. It's A-R-B-O-N-N-E. My cousin actually sells that product and it's all vegan based. And I am not getting paid for this, okay? I'm just letting you know what works for my skin. She had a bundle on her website for skincare, and it was Hydra something. Oh my gosh, I suck at this, clearly. Good thing she's not paying me for this, right? but it's blue. It comes with a face wash, and it came with an sort of like, it wasn't oil, but it was like this liquidy stuff that you pat on your face, and then it comes with like a lotion as well. And that was working very, very great for my skin. Like, it took out the redness first, and then it started like moisturizing the area, and I ran out. But I'm scared that my skin is gonna get used to it, so now I'm using bio oil. So when I run out of that, I'll go back to the Arbonne. So that's what I do. Like, I just mix it up so my skin never gets used to it. And that's been working for me so well. I've also read and saw videos of other people that had eczema, and being on a vegan diet actually does help them. But I never stick on a diet for too long because I lack that motivation and I just love food. Okay, like, I'm gonna try though. My mom has to be on a vegan diet because of health issues, but don't worry, she's okay. But I'm gonna try to be on the same diet as her and eat the same food as her, so we're kind of like each other's like support system right now. Like, oh, let's do this together. And you know, it's kind of like easier to stay on track with something when you're doing it with someone else. So I'm just gonna copy her with what she eats. The only difference is I'm allergic to the world. So, like, I feel like I'm the only Hispanic that cannot eat beans. Yeah, like, I'm allergic to beans. But with that said, I am basically focusing on trying to love myself, trying to fight all the insecurities I've ever had about myself, and even new insecurities. Like, for example, this podcast, you know, I get insecure about, like, oh my god, why does my voice sound like that? Ew, that's what I sound like. But then I had a couple people tell me, oh, your voice is kind of soothing. So that was nice. And the best thing about the pandemic and my eczema only being like right under my nose is that I can hide it with a mask, you know. But yeah, like, I try not to cover my eczema because it's actually a lot worse covering it. Like, sometimes with makeup, it makes my eczema like a little bit worse. Primer does help here and there, but it depends on the day with it. Otherwise, I'm okay with how I look. I think I'm cute. So with that said, thank you for hearing my podcast for this long. If you want to try different products for your eczema, I would suggest vegan-based ones as well as water-based stuff works for my skin as well. Bio oil is actually really good too. So that Arbonne stuff that I use is also really good. But yeah, I hope that you guys were having a wonderful day, and I hope you guys stay happy and remember to love yourself. There's only one of you. Even if you're a twin, there's still only one of you. You guys have two separate brains. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you guys next time.